Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Anyway, thank you for coming back to my channel. And yes, I do really do have a tatty jumper. I really am sort of, you know, that Eric's Hobsbawm level of shabbiness. Anyhow, yesterday was Sinterklaas in the Netherlands, as in St. Nicholas's Day, it being the 5th of September. So he's the patron saint of children. It goes back to a Greek saint in what's now Turkey, I think, giving a surprise presents to his daughters at Christmas. And then our idea of Santa Claus has come of that, at the Saint Nicholas tend to do Santa Claus, Father Christmas, as some call him. So in the Netherlands, die Sint, as in the saint, the Gode Sint, the good saint, if I got that correct, or the Heilig Heilig Man, I hope I pronounced that correctly, the good holy man, and so on. So so some people celebrate it on the 6th of December, though. So in the Netherlands and Belgium, Luxembourg, and those are regions of Germany adjacent to the Netherlands, even in some French regions such as Lorraine, Alsace, Artois, Flanders, Flandre, not too far from there. And people talk about it in Romania occasionally, Poland, Mergerursag, or Slovakia. And some of the quondam Dutch colonies, such as Aruba, Bonaire, Curaçao, and so on. So it's that Greek bishop of Myra, who died in 343 AD, is meant to have given these gifts, particularly jewelry, to his daughters. But in the Netherlands, they have an old somebody playing St. Nicholas, often with the bishop's mitre, you know, that hat which is meant to resemble the flame coming out of the 12 apostles' hat on heads on Pentecost, you know, after the ascension of Jesus, a big white beard. Ideally, you can find a man who really grows a white beard and not simply wear a fake one, because the children might spot that, riding a horse, okay? So he carries a bishop's crook and so forth. That is this bishop's staff, as in the people of his flock. But do you want to be a sheep? As the late, great Christopher Hitchens said, shepherds don't look after sheep because they like them. They either want to eat them or have carnal knowledge of them, and possibly both. Okay, so wearing that chasuble, that is ecclesiastical robes, possibly have a bishop's alb, things like that, wearing a ruby ring. So he rides a white horse. So there's the sort of the official one, Sinterklaas, but there are many other Saint Nicholases around. So the official one, he's riding a horse called Ozo Snel, Snel being fast in Dutch, as in oh so fast. Okay, but in the Netherlands, his horse is called Slecht Weer Vandaag, as in bad weather today. Sometimes I say Mooi Weer Vandaag, as in good weather today, and so on. But he was controversially accompanied by Zwarte Piet, as in Black Pete, some a man who's dressed in North African raiments, be a white in black face. Many people think this is racialist, but the first mention of him is in 1850, the black servant. So some people think that is degrading, wearing a ruff, isn't that huge lacy collar they used to wear in the, you know, 16th and 17th centuries, carrying a bag of sweets for little kids, sometimes carrying a birch stick as well, or a chimney sweeper's broom and things like that. Is it because people from North Africa, as in Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, Libya, and so on, used to raid the Mediterranean coast or for people to enslave them? They took people from Ireland, you know, people from Baltimore, my county, Cork, and taken by the Saleh rovers to the slave markets of Morocco, as far away as Iceland. You know, the coast is clear, we say. The Spanish version of that is no hay mariscos en la costa. There are no Moors on the coast, as in North African Muslims. But some people think this is racialist, and it's blackface. For the record, I've never, ever done blackface, but he's a good person. He's giving out presents and things like that. Is it degrading? So in more recent years, they said, okay, we shouldn't have a person in blackface. Could we have a real black person? But they would say, well, that is that even worse? So in the last few years, it showed a high majority don't think he's racist. Over 80% of Dutch people say it's not racist. It's completely harmless. Yeah. And the others who say it's just appalling and sick. Okay, could we do just a role reversal and have a black man as Sinterklaas, and a white as the servant. But people say, oh, come on, that is surrendering our traditions to the PC brigade. This is sheer bigotry. This is cancel culture. It's the attempted erasure of Dutch identity and traditions. You don't like our traditions. Tough. Okay, you don't have to like them. If you're offended, well, get over it. Grow up. Stop being so mature. Some people are offended by this PC mania. Goodness, you can invent alternative traditions. And they also say he arrived from Spain because in a big ceremony, he's coming by supposedly steamboat from Alicante, Spain on the 11th of November or thereabouts, maybe the Saturday thereafter. So sailing into Amsterdam or Antwerpen in Belgium. That's partly because, of course, remember, till the later 16th century, Spain ruled the Netherlands and much of Belgium. Yeah, there was the sort of the Dutch Revolt, which sort of lasted for decades. And so they got this poem about him: Sinterklaas, Gouden Heiligman, trek over beste tabert aan, reis daar mee naar Amsterdam, van Amsterdam naar Spanje. Daar appelen van oranje, daar appelen van granaten, die rollen door die straten. As in St. Nicholas, good holy man, put on the tabard the best you can. Go with it to Amsterdam, from Amsterdam to Spain, where apples bright of orange and likewise those granite surnamed roll through the streets all free unclaimed. So that's that. That's poem been going. I mean, oranje being a reference to the House of Orange, that Dutch family which dominated Dutch politics from the late 16th century to this day, Stadtholder of the Netherlands. They didn't have present prime minister, but that was a political leader. It was an elected position, but it became unofficially hereditary. The Oranje family dominated it. And then after the end of the Napoleonic Wars, they said, let's go the whole hog and actually make it a monarchy. And to this day, it's the House of Oranje-Nassau rules the Netherlands. So, I mean, I see it being harmless. Some people find it objectionable. There are ways we could get around it, but some people are just perpetually offended and get out of their way to throw a fit about something. I mean, what harm does it do? Okay. I mean, obviously, is it essential the person's in blackface? I suppose not. We could be just as fun, just as nice without somebody in blackface. I mean, probably. So, I wouldn't really mind the blackface being dropped. On the other hand, you know, I'm not Dutch. It's not my tradition. Perhaps I shouldn't be poking my nose into their internal affairs and spoiling their treat. What's wrong? If it's wrong having a white beard or something like that. So that is their run up to Christmas. Is it the way they get their main presents or not? So I've been to the Netherlands a few times. I've never been there around this time of year. Sometimes people used to put their shoes out to get little presents, put the shoes outside the bedroom door. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.